This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's unprecedented. I have scores of clips of mainstream media calling for InfoWars to be taken off the air. We have Nancy Pelosi leading the attempt to overturn the election with the electors, saying that I caused her to get death threats, so I need to be shut down. This is last night on Cavuto, after I was told by sources that they're coming after me via Pelosi. Meanwhile, electors are being harassed to not vote for Trump, the opposite of what they claim. But here's John Bowne's report.
Barely 2 months after the United Nations nominated Wonder Woman as an ambassador for women and girls, the UN announced that they would be ending Wonder Woman's ambassadorship. In October, the United Nations said it was about women and girls everywhere who are Wonder Women in their own right, and the men and boys who support their struggle for gender equality. But the announcement was met with protests and a petition complaining that the fictional superhero was an inappropriate choice to represent female empowerment. A large-breasted white woman of impossible proportions, scantily clad in shimmery thigh-bearing bodysuit with an American flag motif and knee-high boots, is not an appropriate spokeswoman for gender equity at the United Nations, the petition said. Of course, the petition missed the point, leaning on racism and sexism to express their disapproval of Wonder Woman, a daughter of Zeus, an Amazonian princess of Mediterranean origin, seeker of truth and justice, armed with her lasso of truth and bulletproof bracelets, representing the best qualities in all women and girls, no different than Superman and his identical role model status to men and boys. But unfortunately, there is a darker side to Wonder Woman that the petition failed to point out. American psychologist William Moulton Marston created Wonder Woman. He based Wonder Woman on the personalities of the women he was in a polyamorous relationship with. Marston drew from the nature of his wife, Sadie, and Marston's live-in mistress, Olive Byrne, who just so happened to be the daughter of Ethel Byrne, who opened the first birth control clinic in the United States with her older sister Margaret Sanger. What better representative to push the UN Sustainable Development Goal number 5, achieve gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls, than a superhero based on Olive Byrne, representing the beginning of the eugenics movement in the United States while simultaneously promoting polyamory, which isn't bad in itself. People are free to live their lives as they choose, but on a widespread scale, Marston's extramarital arrangement thumbs its nose at the family unit. If the United Nations had missed the connection that Marston's feminist superhero represented, the UN certainly supports Marston's intentions, as the UN spearheads Margaret Sanger's campaign of eugenics. Back in 2012, the United Nations declared that birth control was a human right. That same year, CNS News reported in 2012 there were more black babies killed by abortion, 31,328 in New York City, then were born there, 24,758. And the black children killed comprised 42.4% of the total number of abortions in the Big Apple, according to a report by New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. The Washington Times reported, Sanger shaped the eugenics movement in America and beyond in the 1930s and 1940s. Her views and those of her peers and the movement contributed to compulsory sterilization laws in 30 U.S. states that resulted in more than 60,000 sterilizations of vulnerable people, including people she considered, quote, feeble-minded idiots and morons, end quote. She even presented at a Ku Klux Klan rally in 1926 in Silver Lake, New Jersey. Sanger wrote, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. The United Nations shouldn't hide behind superheroes to promote their 17 sustainable goals of world domination. We know who their real heroes are. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Excellent report by John Bound. Take a pop story, turn it towards real news.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight. Feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're only 35 days out from the historic election of the 45th president of the United States, bearing fruit and him actually taking office, but he's still only president-elect. It is Thursday, December 15, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Thank you for joining us. This is the Battle for the Republic. There is a compilation of enemy media the last week and a half attacking me, globalist occupation government media. And just like NPR and other channels, they are afraid. They're saying he's convincing, he's dangerous, shut him down. We have a First Amendment, but not for this. Get him off the air. CNN, MSNBC, CNN. This doesn't even have the NPR clips where they're like, he's convincing, he's dangerous. Oh, when I read WikiLeaks where you call us dumb and how you want us to be poor and in the dark and alone. How psychopathic is that? We want them desperate, in the dark, alone, and poor. I know you agree, Mr. Podesta. Move forward operations. We must please George Soros and break the will of the American people. We need to bring these WikiLeaks back and just do more reports on them and just keep hitting them with it. But I got to tell you, Yesterday, Larry Nichols is coming back on today. He said, listen, I got a call, and I know for a fact he knows Senator Sessions, and I know for a fact he is one of the big leakers to the Inquirer and others. I've had the head of the Inquirer on, so that's what he says. I've been interviewing Larry for 21 years, former Clinton insider, and he said, listen, I don't know what you've done, but I got the phone this morning. He was already scheduled the day before to come on the show. He said, I got off the phone this morning with one of the deputies of Senator Sessions, about to be the Attorney General, and they're trying to figure out how to stop the Democrats from doing a plan they've got to come out before Obama leaves office and to have hearings in some federal suit with InfoWars as a test case, which, by the way, this is going to raise us to Valhalla level. I mean, but it's meant to hurt the rest of the free press. InfoWars can't lose. This is just total destiny. Having the enemy try to shut us up. So people ask why I'm so excited. This is fabulous news if you understand history. Because escape is not my plan. I will face them alone. That's what this comes down to. But we're sitting here looking at this unfold. They are desperate. And I've always talked about this magic moment. When the mainstream media collapses, the dinosaur government collapses, the globalist program collapses, because we're promoting Americana, prosperity, freedom, sovereignty, the family, everything normal, natural, that our epigenetics, our culture, our history has ingrained in us. If they could take our parents away at birth, lock us up like zombies, people would still cry out with a hunger for freedom. It's in the DNA of humans all over the world, but more so than others, and varies in every culture. And so they're not putting the genie back in the proverbial bottle. But the fact that they're hitting the absolute panic button with, the Russians ate my homework, the Russians stole the election, the Russians are behind everything, because calling us racist and homophobes doesn't work anymore. It's weird how a lot of the right-wing Christians, who are good people, and I understand their issues and their problems with the whole leftist promotion of homosexuality. I get it's an agenda. I don't hate people individually. But you saw the media lie about Trump that he was anti-gay, so you went and supported him when he never said that. So now they're kind of freaking out going, whoa. Again, this is all part of the deception of the mainstream media. They lied about the polls. They lied about everything. They got caught lying. They're in free fall. And so we always knew they'd hit this moment where government is desperate, backs against the wall, the corrupt elements, when the leftists are desperate all over the world, from Spain to Italy to the UK to Iceland to the United States to Brazil. The system is panicking. The system is melting down. And so they're desperate. And out of their desperation, out of their hysteria, like a drowning man, they are going to make even more mistakes and destroy themselves completely. When they come out and say on every channel, we must shut down Alex Jones, the bottom of the next hour, because I have guests coming up, I'm going to air a 18-minute special report, a compilation of just the latest attacks, and they end with, we believe in the First Amendment, but Alex Jones has to be shut down. And then you add Nichols saying, I got this call, and they intend to, whether Trump gets in or not, they intend to shut you down by name as the case point. And Nancy Pelosi is in total hysteria. She's basically a gangster, demanding that you be shut down. And let me tell you, folks, that woman went into office worth $500,000. It's worth 400 and something mil. And her husband is a major kingpin. So anything happens to me, look at Pelosi. And the reason I say that is, when these people have to get themselves puffed up and in a rage to pull triggers and sign checks and execute things that are absolutely evil, like Pelosi's doing right now, which is just wonderful, lady. I'm on the field, in the arena, to face you. Strike me down, I'll become 1,000 more times powerful than you can possibly imagine. And yes, that's a cheesy Star Wars analogy, but that's how history works. It's an allegory. It rings true because it is true. Nichols says that on the show, and off air was just like, man, you better, I've never seen anything like this. Sessions is completely worried about you behind the scenes because they understand it'll domino the entire free press. They are dug in. I've got that from my other sources. I knew they were going to choose for you know, press secretary 3 days ago before anybody did. But, of course, I didn't say it. I knew it was going to be Rex Tillerson a week before his name was even out there. And I'm not bragging. I can be trusted. I have the sources. We have a CIA source. We'll just leave it at that. Joining us live on air at 33 after. Now, this same source and two others told me last week that this is absolute pure bull, that none of the CIA is involved, that it's a rogue former group of leftists who have briefed the president with no proof. And then the head of all the agencies came out and others came out and testified in Congress on Monday and said, from Clapper to you name it, there is no intelligence that Russia hacked or did anything physical. It's not true. But mainstream media and Keith Olbermann keep saying 17 agencies say it so. They've now had judges come out, former British ambassadors who met with the U.S. leakers that are U.S. intelligence officers. So I told you on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, did special reports on Saturday with the headlines, it's a hoax. There is no CIA. It's a former CIA splinter group making up intelligence just like WMDs. So think about that. And now, as usual, what I told you is what really happened, and it's all coming out. Now, why do they hate me so much? They know I can talk to the president. Boy, if they only knew. They are freaking out. They know the intelligence agencies aren't full of criminals on average, and they're sick of the New World Order. They know the troops and the veterans are awake. They know the police, with the whole Soros kill the cops movement, finally converted back to the Republic. They might set off a nuke or something to bring in martial law in the next 35 days. There's only 35 days left. I mean, they'll do anything. America is in a counter coup against an illegal globalist takeover. The general public may not understand what I'm talking about when I talk about Operation Valkyrie or Reverse Valkyrie, or when I talk about COG, or I talk about the National Security Council, or I talk about Space Command, or I talk about any of these agencies. But the people in them do. So, see, they know I know what I'm talking about. Whether it's General Flynn or a lot of other generals, you think you'll just remove Flynn and your problems will be over? It's like shark teeth. More rows roll forward. Think you get rid of me? Transmission's already been sent. They kill me tomorrow. They shut me up. Everything I've talked about is evergreen. In Hollywood, they call the best films evergreen. They just get better with time. They just get more archetypal with time. They just get stronger with time, like fine wine. They killed me, folks. You have to understand, I'm committed to defeating them. I don't want to die. I love life. But I do not care, because my children have no future if we don't beat them. So if that's in God's plan, so be it. That's why they hate me. I have transcended them. And their narcissistic, materialistic, worldly-based failure. They cannot beat the genuineness. They cannot beat the realness of it that telegraphs and cuts right through like a particle beam laser. They can't deal with it. They can't deal with will, with goodness, with honor. And I'm nothing compared to our forebears, but I am a throwback, and I'm bringing that light back into the world just like you are when you stand up and you say no. There are men and women who you're going to see in the decades to come in this epic fight against AI, the globalists, and the things that are coming that will dwarf anything I've done times 100. The dynamic human spirit is rising. Humanity is coming back up from the bottom. You can feel the tectonic liberty rising, and the enemy can feel it and see it and is howling in pain. I don't wish them any pain. I wish them to leave our space, because they will never coexist with us. The evil ones are psychic and cultural vampires. They will never give us quarter. They will never stop attacking us. It is their nature. It is who they are. It is their past history. They are at loggerheads with us. Of old. Choose which side you're on. Now is the time. I've chosen. My spirit has never been stronger. Committing to going the whole way, never wavering, never faltering, never stopping. You may physically waver, your body may waver, but your spirit must never waver. And it just gets better from that point. Now let's break down their attack plan before this. special guest joins us, of how they're planning to shut down free speech in the next few months and how they're preparing clearly false flag terror attacks to be blamed on the independent media. I'm Alex Jones. This is The Info War.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
I didn't start a radio show. I didn't make films. I didn't do what we've done here to try to become part of the establishment. I'd rather die before I did that. I want to overturn this parasitic system. I want to see humanity turned loose and set free. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for your support. Now more than ever, your prayers. spreading the word, buying the products to fund the operation. We have free shipping. You can order any of the products at InfoWarsStore.com and get them before Christmas if you order by Friday anywhere in the United States. That includes Alaska. That includes places like Hawaii. By Monday, it pretty much is only the lower 48. So really, you can order through Monday for the lower 48. But the point is, we're going to extend free shipping right through to next week. I'll talk about that more later, but we do need financial support. They're on every major channel in the country saying, how do we shut Alex Jones down? Do we sue him? Do we go after sponsors? Do we arrest him? They don't have any backing to do that. I've checked with the lawyers. I've looked at every level of it, talked to congressmen off record and on record. Where they're going is a false flag, a mass shooting where they have someone blamed who they claim is one of my listeners. It's like the guy that went and Comet Ping Pong Pizza, who, by the way, that is a diversion, a red herring in my view overall. There are some globalists that are into weird stuff like Podesta who should be investigated to go there, but they distracted off onto that. He goes there. The witnesses we've had on say he didn't fire shots. They didn't see that happen. But the media says it. He visits hundreds of websites, but the FBI under Hillary puts that, and under Obama puts out a report saying he visited InfoWars.com. Isn't that nice? Well, of course he does. I mean, the website gets tens of millions of visitors a week. You can't go in a room of 20, 30 people that some of them don't visit the site. That's like saying he watched Fox News or CNN. But it's the media calling for killing Trump, calling for violence, calling for riots. Newsweek, remember? The case for rioting. Cops get killed, and the president says, well, that's because the cops are being violent. Cops got to reform themselves. Oh, really? A cop does something wrong, maybe somewhere else, so you kill a cop five states over pumping gas or riding a ticket or sitting in their squad car. They're the ones pushing violence. They're the ones getting foreign Chinese money and Saudi Arabian money for the election publicly, and then they tell us that Russians are running us. If I'm getting any influence by Russians, I'm Santa Claus's son. I mean, this is just made up crap, and they know it. So I hear from Nichols. He goes, man, I talked to one of Sessions' people, and Sessions is really concerned. And I know he knows Sessions from going back a long time. And he said, Pelosi's coming after you. She is so mad at you. She's trying to get congressmen to have hearings, to have some federal suit to try to shut you up. And then I notice on the news they're saying, we got to shut him up. What do we do? And then I noticed last night on Cavuto, I didn't learn about it until about 9 o'clock at night at the company Christmas party. People go, yeah, here's Cavuto. And it's her saying, Alex Jones got me death threatened. I mean, I pointed out, that's what congressmen are calling it. That's what others are calling it, is a CIA/Democrat attempt at a coup, a publicity stunt, a disinformation campaign, to overturn the election. That's what that is when you overturn an election. It's called a coup. And boy, let me tell you, she looks like Frankenstein with a wig on. I don't try to be mean, but give me a break. And she's so arrogant during an 8-minute interview. This woman thinks she's better than you, and then she sits up there and implies she's in danger. This is the whole push I heard before she said it, that Pelosi plans to say, I'm yelling fire in a theater, and I've got to be dealt with. And these folks are gangsters. They're saying, a lot of these globalists are saying, kill Trump openly. Well, of course, you know they mean come after Alex Jones as well. If something happens to me, just know this. It's because we were effective, and we know who the enemy is, don't we? But let's go out to break with her. Her trump card is, Alex Jones wants me dead. Here it is.
Cavuto, you owe it to the American people to let me tell the truth and to not lie about what I just said. Yeah, Alex Jones said the same thing about me yesterday. Alex Jones in InfoWars has said that I want to have a coup and assassinate Donald
Christine,
Trump.
Christine,
since then, I've gotten
Christine,
desperate,
I have no political agenda.
So it's not helpful
here
for me,
Christine,
that you're going to
Donald
lie
Trump,
about what I am saying.
Christine, Donald Trump doesn't come on my show.
Me. It's not safe for me,
Christine,
or for my family,
Donald,
or for other
Trump doesn't
elections.
Like me.
Do
he doesn't come on this show. I have no agenda here. I'm just saying it. It seems that you don't.
Well, no, then don't put words in my mouth. That you know are going to
you want the electors
to get
this
Neil,
information.
You can, no, Neil,
ahead
you
of
need to make sure that you
days.
Understand
you,
what
do
your
you
vote
want
is
them
here.
To switch their votes, yes or no?
What I want to do is get the information. What I want to do is not have you mischaracterize what I say so that I get even more death threats and more insults and more online attacks than I'm already getting.
All right, so fade her down. We'll come back with the rest of the clip. What she's saying is your free speech gets our death threats. We all get death threats, lady. So clearly they want to play the victim. They want to launch all these wars and turn jihadis loose and all the rest of it.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who's organized 50-plus of the electors to go against Trump, isn't telling the public when she gets pressed, she's forced to, that only one of them's a Republican, the other's part of some sub-Democratic party group out of New York where they can have multiple parties within the party. She was a Hillary voter. So 50 of the 51 are Democrats, and they won't be voting for Trump to begin with. So it's another deception, another hoax to try to manipulate and then force a, quote, CIA briefing of all of the hundreds and hundreds of electors to intimidate them and give them disinformation. But now we have the head of all the major intelligence agencies coming out on Tuesday and saying it's fake, it's not real, no evidence, no intent. Now you have Clapper going before Congress 2 days ago and saying, no, there's no evidence. I have a stack of mainstream news here now with other intelligence agencies saying there's no proof. Now, last week, I called separate sources I know, some of which have worked for the CIA, others contractors, others for other intelligence agencies, including the NSA. So actually, I talked to four people. I talked to two with CIA connections, or have been with the CIA, or been contractors for the CIA. I'll just stop right there. And they said, we've talked to people in the agency currently, pretty high up. This is total bull. And now Congress, the CIA, is saying we'll not give them a briefing, and the other agencies won't, because they're saying it isn't true. And Congressman King has come out and said this is a disinformation campaign by Obama and a splinter group, they're using the term I've used, from within the CIA, former people, leftists. Well, look at Bob Baer, the big leftist CIA guy, on CNN last Friday saying Trump needs to basically have a new election and step down, and we need to, you know, suspend this election. Then you say, oh, they're calling for suspending the election. They go, shut up, conspiracy theory. Stop death threatening us. So this is very, very important. And here's Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Here's the headline. It's all over the newspapers. The poor victim. I've gotten death threats. Pelosi's daughter rips Fox News for lying about Electoral College and electoral challenge. And she says Alex Jones is causing the death threats for simply pointing out she's trying to overthrow the election. That's what she's doing with a think tank and a PR firm run by the Clintons. But she thinks you're stupid. So I had Larry Nichols on yesterday, and we've got that clip queued up, right? I was asking for it this morning. He's coming back on. The clip's on YouTube. Saying, I don't know what you did to Pelosi, but she's trying to get you arrested or shut down right now. And then I noticed last night on the news, on other channels, it's like, we've got to shut him down. There's free speech, but Alex Jones doesn't get it. MSNBC, I've got the clips coming up. So suddenly, I'm being told this via Sessions from one of our sources, Nichols. Then at night, it's Pelosi's daughter out saying she's in danger because of me. And other channels are saying, I've got to be shut up. So, folks, they want to use us as a test case. Then everybody else will fall. They want Trump kicked off Twitter, the Washington Post says. And Twitter says they're considering it, the president. Quote, he's a bully. He's going to get people killed. Because when the union says you didn't get all the jobs back at Carrier, only 85%, he says, well, you lost them. I'm doing the best I can. They said that's going to cause violence. See, our speech, no matter how mild, must be shut down. We must have prior restraint. That's how they have hate laws in Europe, to restrict nationalistic conservative speech. You criticize an Islamicist that rapes a woman, you post the guy's picture out of the newspaper on Facebook, you get banned. You get a police visit. These people are authoritarians. So here is the clip. There's a bunch of these clips, but it was a 9-minute interview of her attacking Cavuto. Here it is.
California elector Christine Pelosi leading this charge right now out of San Francisco. Christine, these 50 some odd electors, 51 I guess, how do they break down?
Well, all of us are patriots preparing to do our constitutional duty as members of the Electoral College. And when we read the Washington Post report last Friday night that indicated the CIA claims conclusive evidence that Russia hacked our elections, we thought it was time for us to step up and demand an investigation. We want the information declassified as much as possible so that everybody
can receive a briefing. How many are Democrat and how many are Republican?
We have 50 Democrats, one Republican, and one member of the Working Families Party from New York.
Okay.
And many more Republicans and Democrats off the record.
Do you want the Republicans to switch their votes, or what is this about?
I want everybody to look at the information, Neil. I can't prejudge something I haven't seen, but I absolutely want everybody to have a chance to look at the information, and if it's declassified so the public can take a look at it too without endangering our sources and methods in the intelligence community, I think that's the role of
the Electoral College. All right, let's stop right there. That's where she doesn't want to say that 50 of the 51 people are Democrats, but then she's forced to say it. Here's the clip. Where she later, when Cavuto says you're trying to overturn the election, which they admit they're doing in their fundraisers, she says, that's ridiculous. That's the same thing that Alex Jones said that got me death threats. So see, I'm not death threatening her. She's not showing proof of death threats. She's probably getting them. But then, I get them every day. But then it's still my fault, see. This is hours after I heard her mommy's after me. So this is how they're operating. Here's a clip.
Caputo, you owe it to the American people to let me tell the truth and to not lie about what I just said. Yeah, Alex Jones said the same thing about me yesterday. Alex Jones in InfoWars has said that I want to have a coup and assassinate Donald Trump.
Christine, since then, I've gotten
desperate.
No,
so it's not helpful for me
if
you're going to
Donald
lie about
Trump.
What I am saying.
Christine, Donald Trump doesn't come on my show.
That is not helpful for me. It's not safe for me
Christine,
or for my family
Donald
or for
Trump
other electors.
Donald Trump doesn't like me. He doesn't come on this show. I have no agenda here. I'm just saying it. It seems that you don't.
No, then don't put words in my mouth that you know are going to attack and patronize people and make me unsafe.
Christine, come on. You want the electors to get this
information? No, Neil. You need to make sure that you understand what your role is here.
Do you want them to switch their votes, yes or no?
What I want to do is get the information. What I want to do is not have you mischaracterize what I say so that I get even more death threats and more insults and more online attacks than I'm already getting. Part of the reason that Republicans won't sign on to my letter is some of them have said to me point blank, I don't want to get that kind of blowback. I want a hearing. I want a briefing. I want an investigation.
Yeah, well, they've asked for the briefings. They've been told by the intelligence agencies it isn't true. So understand, Clapper, head of intelligence, all of them have come out and said it's not true. There is no proof. It's made up. Meanwhile, I have a stack of news here where the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and basically everybody else under the sun was bragging that they were financing Hillary's campaign. And then the illegals coming in. How is that not outside influence in voting? And Democrats wanting non-citizens to be able to vote. All over the news. And Chinese billionaires buying Hillary and just Saudi Arabia's prince and king brags that they funded 20% of her campaign. And they own, the Saudis own a big chunk of Fox. Wonder why it's so anti-Trump now. Wonder why Megyn Kelly is such a vicious person. Now, to be clear, I said last Friday, last Saturday, last Sunday, and the headlines are there on YouTube, and we named the show that it's a hoax that the CIA said this. That's why they don't ever give you proof. That's why they say it's secret. And now even the CIA won't come out and say it's actually their report. This is so bold. It's a disinformation campaign. Now, one of my sources, the first source I talked to, also made some phone calls of his own. And let's just say that, let's not even say what he's done with the CIA or what his CIA connections are, but they're high level, and they're not in the pinhead division. This is in the real CIA that does the hanging. And so he can break down and tell you from the highest levels, not just the CIA, what the intel is. And what he told me last Thursday, personally, face-to-face, has now unfolded and has been proven. And it's only here and there in the MSM, though. This is so bombshell that they put out this hoax. And what it tells me is, with 35 days left, they're going to go for broke. They are desperate. So we're just going to call you Anonymous Patriot. Anonymous, repeat what you told me, then the phone calls you made that confirmed the intel you had.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and give my side of this. Last week, while we were face-to-face, we had talked about the news releases, and I explained to you that I didn't feel at all that it was anywhere near truthful. Reached out, talked to some contacts that still do a certain job, and they verified the same thing. Basically, it is standard procedure. When caught doing something wrong, you deny, you deny, you deny, and then you make counter accusation. And that's basically where they are now. They're in the misinformation stage. They're doing everything possible to spread anything they can, truthful or not, in an attempt to divert the attention from what they're doing.
Elaborate on as much as you can, because obviously we don't want to get into particularly where these folks are at, but it's CIA and beyond. What you can relay to the listeners and viewers that's not classified?
All right. Yeah, definitely it reaches beyond just CIA. It reaches out into the international intelligence committee or community, and it just basically confirms that they're going to do whatever they can and grasp at any straw they can in order to disrupt Trump's inauguration, to disrupt his taking over as the President of the United States. They're going to do that through misinformation, accusations, and then the easy Trump card to pull is, well, he threatened me, so we need to remove his right to free speech. They are consistently do the same thing, and that is free speech is free for everyone until you say something that we don't like. And because you and your listeners say what they don't want to hear, regardless of the fact that it's the truth, they now want to shut you down.
And that's coming from your sources?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sometimes desperate moves work, but really I don't think this desperate move is going to be very successful. But I know that Senator Sessions is concerned about this. I mean, not just me, but it's just, I mean, the whole thing, the desperateness of Hillary and Pelosi particularly. Reid's given up and is scurrying off. Obama's kind of fading off, but it looks like he's going to let them hang out there, and if they're successful somehow, he might back them. But this is an incredibly dangerous situation.
It is incredibly dangerous. It is a strike to free speech, and I think it is just a catalyst to see how far they can push it. They test it out with you. They see how it works. What they don't understand is that even if they were able to get a gag order or anything on you personally, they can't name everyone. And there are people out there that will continue to push the message, continue to speak the truth, and continue on with the mission regardless of whether you are the voice of it or not.
What about the desperation? I mean, you talked about your contacts basically likening it to a drowning person. These are drowning people that have nuclear weapons. I mean, there's got to be some point at which the open treason gets blocked. I mean, I know Trump's more and more getting on the offensive. I know for a fact he's very concerned, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But somebody's got to stop these people. I mean, they openly get Chinese money, Saudi Arabian money, EU money. Then they claim the Russians are involved. Then they get caught lying about all that. I mean, it is just a rogue group of retired CIA people that gave a report to Obama and Hillary. I mean, what does Hillary think? They're going to have a new election? That's going to cause a civil war.
I agree with you. I think that if they were able to sit back now and say, we're going to nullify this election and have a brand new one, here we are 30, 35 days out, it just leads in directly into what they want. It leads into civil war. It leads into civil unrest. It leads into the possibility of martial law, the ability to postpone the presidential elections indefinitely. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to continue to grasp at straws until they either run out of time or until they succeed at what they're trying to do. There is a massive amount of work being done behind the scenes in the intelligence community, and I don't see them being successful in what it is that they want to do, being Pelosi and Hillary and them. They're going to try their best, but as we've proven time and time again, their best just isn't good enough.
Well, we know WikiLeaks held back on the really damaging stuff because it would really hurt the country and the world. It's so horrible. That's the word I've gotten, that if they keep pushing, doesn't matter how many internet kill switches they've got or wars they try to start, stuff's about to come out so bad that it's going to be completely over for them.
I believe so.
All right, well, I've been asking the questions here, my friend. Anything else you want to add that you've observed or people have told you that are pretty high up?
No, sir. Just again, pass the word to the listeners that, you know, the silent majority is no longer silent. And regardless if it's you passing the word or someone else, the word will be passed. The truth will be spread. And the American patriots are going to do what they need to do in order to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
What about your info? I didn't quiz you on that. Is that your opinion or educated view that Obama is kind of hedging his bets and wants to fade off in the sunset? And that it is Hillary and Pelosi and Soros that are still crazy? Or was that from your sources?
It's more of my personal opinion, kind of professional idea. I think that he's done what he wanted to do. He wasn't successful in any of the things he tried. You know, we're divided as a nation more now so than maybe ever in our history. he just wasn't successful in whatever his counterculture mission was. So now he'll take a step back. He'll go off and enjoy the fruits of his labor and the payments that come from him to from other countries and other outside entities. And Hillary and Pelosi will pick up the torch and take off running.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And, again, that source and others told me what was going on, and I mean, I could see it as well, but that's confirmed, okay? This is totally fake. It's not even from the CIA. It's just a cooked-up couple guys, Democratic operatives, that just put a report out, a Photoshop, you know, oh, here's our report that the Russians are influencing. This is ridiculous. We're going to go to break and come back with more news, but wait till the bottom of the next hour. We have another guest joining us. Wait till the bottom of the next hour when I play the special report with the news over and over again saying, shut me up, shut me down, shut, because I don't really pay attention to it. I knew it was bad, but it's really bad. And again, I'm just asking for your prayers and support. But understand, I feel great. This is, I'm really having a big effect in my life. This is what I prayed for. It's what I've asked for. I want to beat these people, and I'm just so thankful to God. I mean that. I'm not putting a good face on this, folks. This is good. This is really good news. We are really hurting these bad people and exposing them to the point where they want to kill me or shut me up. And that's, we're forcing them out in the open. And so all I want to do is thank Jesus. Thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for making the enemy move against us to expose them and draw their fire.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
All those drifter days are
now.
I got so much more.
I got so much more to think about.
So James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, he's the head guy over all the agencies. He says there's no proof of Russian hacking. We have Loretta Lynch, the head of the Justice Department. They're really distancing themselves from this made-up report that phone calls were made here. I mean, folks, people say, oh, yeah, you can call the CIA. Or I can call, I mean, I talked to the president. I'm going to just stop right there. And if the media knew the inside baseball, they'd really be freaking out. So I'm not even going to go there. Believe me, folks, like you heard earlier, this is now the mouth of the resistance. I'm nothing. This is a conduit. Because I'm crazy enough to tell the truth. I'd really be crazy to not tell the truth. I'm not going along with these crazy people, these globalists. They're bad news. They're evil. Look how they turn radical jihadis loose on the whole planet. They're scum. They're degenerate. Before I go any further and play these clips, though, we need your prayers. We need you to spread the word about the books, the videos, the materials. It's just to everybody. We need you to buy the products. We got free shipping running through the weekend. If you order on Friday, or you know, by Friday, anywhere in the United States, including Alaska or Hawaii, you'll get your shipments. By Monday, it's everywhere in the lower 48. And we've got 50% off colloidal silver. DNA Force is basically sold out. We've got 30% off on a lot of the other products. Living Defense, Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Silver Bullet, 50% off. Brain Force, with 20% more in each bottle, 33% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Biotrue Selenium, 30% off. And a bunch of other discounts. We've got the new Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver, nano silver, and, of course, true atomic iodine. It's all there. Super Blue now available. We've already sold out of more than half of it. Thought it lasted us months. Another big hit my dad developed with scientists. My dad came out with the DNA Force. So InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But most importantly, we just need your prayers and for you to spread the word and realize this fight is far from over. We're in the fight for the life of this country. And it's a great way to give the gift of health, to give friends and family some of the nutraceuticals, or to give folks a Hillary for President 2017 shirt with George Soros on the back as a goblin saying deport George Soros with InfoWars.com on the right-hand shoulder and a lot of other amazing items at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so all 17 agencies say we're at war with Russia. Keith Olbermann said so. Every other channel of mainstream media said so. Total proof, hacking. Everybody's a Russian agent but the Democrats. The Russians hate your homework. Here is Clapper, the head of all intelligence, saying it's not true.
As far as the WikiLeaks connection, the evidence there is not as strong, and we don't have good insight into the sequencing of the releases, or when the data may have been provided. We don't have as good insight into that.
Yeah, that's always been known. Now, here's Loretta Lynch in the hip pocket of the Clintons, but still she won't say that it's true. Here it is.
So let's pivot a little bit to things, some things in the news right now. We've been bombarded the last couple days with questions about the integrity of our election system. Mm-hmm. Everybody is seeing these headlines. What could you say the government is doing to ensure that our election system is fair and is on the level?
Well, this is an ongoing process. I mean, we've been talking about this now for some time, since the summer when we began the investigation into the hacks of the DNC and the DCCC, and trying to ascertain who was behind that. You know, there's a number of things that we do, a lot of which we talk about publicly, a lot of which we don't talk about publicly in terms of just investigation and the responses that we have. This was a great concern to us. So we began in the summer to look at what we could say.
All right, I thought this clip was shorter than it is. We're going to come back, play the rest of it, but she says that no, there's no evidence. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, second hour. They don't want you to hear this. Have you figured that out yet? They do not want you to hear this. The enemies that have hijacked this country, they're a pack of criminals.
100%